Recorded Books presents The Phantom Patrol, A Billy Boyle World War II Mystery by James R. Benn. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. For Debbie, a heaven on earth I have won by wooing thee. William Shakespeare, All's Well That Ends Well, Act 4, Scene 2. Don't let any civilian leave you when the story's over with any comfortable lies. Shoot down all the lies. Don't let Vincent's girl think that Vincent asked for a cigarette before he died. Don't let her think he grinned gamely or said a few choice last words. These things didn't happen. J.D. Salinger, The Stranger, 1945. Chapter 1. Paris, December 13th, 1944. The night was cold, cloaked in a deep darkness brought on by a bank of clouds, sailing in on the winds and vanquishing the moonlight. Dead leaves, crisp and brittle, swirled in man-sized cyclones on the cobblestones, one so dense that I mistook it for someone sauntering through the graveyard. But no one was strolling through the Père Lachaise at this hour. I knew that for a fact, having been here lying in wait for the last 5 hours. Standing in wait, as a matter of fact, with only Marcel Proust for company. He didn't have much to say, being 6 feet under. I had a small cemetery chapel to lean against, but that didn't stop my legs from cramping up. And not for the first time I sat on Marcel's cold tombstone, offering up my apologies for the disrespect. I heard a scrunching sound, maybe leaves being crushed underfoot, or the wind sending leaves skittering against a wall. Screech! The sound drew nearer. I squinted, trying to locate where the noise came from. Somewhere along the path, close to where Kaz was hiding. I couldn't see him, but we'd been through enough that I trusted he was right where he needed to be. I spotted it. A large leaf, its curled lobes arched downward, its stem pointed upward, like the tail of some gruesome insect dancing down the cobblestones. I almost laughed, spooked by a dead leaf. I checked the luminous dial on my watch. A little past 4 in the morning. We'd expected them at 1 o'clock. Or 0100, the way the army liked to say it. I began to think about giving the whole thing up, blame it on bad intelligence, but it seemed to me that the Saint-Ducat du Renard was not coming out tonight. I thought about slinking back through the tombstones and monuments to where Kaz was hidden near the grave of Oscar Wilde. The Père Lachaise Cemetery, all 80 acres of it, was a ritzy final resting place for the rich and famous, as well as regular Parisians who were lucky enough to get in. We were here with a team of counterintelligence corps agents, waiting for a gang that aimed to do a little grave robbing. Or so we'd been told. I stretched, trying not to stiffen up. I moved around the tiny chapel, watching for any sign of movement, before I headed in Kaz's direction. Then I heard the footsteps, the fall of a boot heel on gravel. Silence. A sliver of light, quickly extinguished. I froze, listening for another sound. It was impossible to see any distance through the crowded grave markers, crypts, and mausoleums, but from what I could make out, the light and sound had come from behind me, deep within the cemetery. Had they already gotten in? We had the entrances covered. 2 CIC agents were at the Rue des Rondeaux gate, 30 yards in the other direction. Our source had said that they'd use that entrance, but I guess his dope didn't extend to their arrival time. I took off a glove and unholstered my Colt, stepping over graves and catching the slightest of sounds, probably much like the noise I was making. I stopped beside a tree, about halfway to Kaz's location. I edged around the trunk and saw a mausoleum, not 6 feet in front of me. The thick wooden door was open. They'd been inside the cemetery all night. Before we got...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?